More great music from the Elevator Club with Gord Bibby.
And welcome to the second hour. If you've just joined us, we're presenting a special Elevator Club feature, Oscar with Love, and we're in conversation with Kelly Peterson, who put together just a most remarkable, in fact, I would call it a work of art, most remarkable collection of Oscar Peterson's compositions entitled Oscar with Love. And we'll continue with more about that project after we hear from the legendary band leader Count Basie, along with Oscar Peterson. And I'm confessing that I love you here on Elevator Club.
Thank you.
a piano duet with Oscar Peterson and Count Basie, featuring Louis Belson on drums and John Hurt on bass. That was L. Nilberg's I'm Confessin' That I Love You. And our conversation with Kelly Peterson continues regarding the Oscar with Love project. Well, I could certainly tell from the pictures in the book section that you were having a good time.
We had a really good time. It was just fun. It was hectic. That first period of time, especially. And I, prior to that, like several months earlier, I had presented this idea to the record company in Toronto. And they said, great, you know, we'll license this from you after you do it. So go ahead. And I said, great. And I had booked, Blaze was going to be here, and I had booked 8 artists to record. And then when I finally got the draft agreement from the record company, I thought, oh no, I can't. The fee they were offering for it was far below the budget. And I just thought, no, I can't do that. And then I didn't know what to do. But I thought, well, this is too good. The timing that these people are here, that I have it all set up. This was like late August. I thought, well, I have it all set up. I can work with the pianist. Blaise said, you don't have to pay me right away. You know, everybody was saying, you don't have to, like, we'll do it. And then I'll have something that then I can work. I'd have something recorded. Mm-hmm. So we went ahead and did it. And it turned out to be so much fun. And Celine, social media whiz that she was, because I didn't want people to know I was doing it. It had to be secret until we were ready to announce it. It had to be secret. But Celine said, but Mom, we have to promote it on social media. We have to do something. So she made a hashtag, Kelly's Secret Project. And every day that we recorded, we would take pictures with the artist at the piano. And she would post, you know, Kelly's Secret Project, day 1, day 2, day 3. And my niece called me from Rochester and said, Aunt Kelly, Kelly's Secret Project is trending. Oh my God. So Celine knew what she was doing, and it just generated a lot of excitement and enthusiasm. And it was a crazy hectic time. We had this arrangement with a fabulous daycare place for dogs where they used to go for afternoon outings, where I had been sending them anyway. And they would come and pick the dogs up, take them out for the day to their place where they could run and run and run, and then bring them back. So we did that every day with the dogs, because the piano studio was directly under the living room and I couldn't have people walking across the floor while we were recording. So then we had this elaborate system where I had my cell phone on silent, but if somebody was coming to the door, Celine would be upstairs and she would text me. And then I would let her know when we could take a pause in recording. Like when the dogs were coming, Cam had to text us and say, okay, we're down the block. Let me know when I can come and bring the dogs back. And, you know, and then it was crazy. And part of what I always did when Oscar was alive and had his quartet come for some rehearsals before going on tour, I would be cooking. It gave me great pleasure to feed everybody. So I was making dinners all the time. So for the recording, I wanted to do the same thing. And I was making lunch and dinner every day, plus downstairs in the studio. And at night before I'd go to bed, I would get stuff ready for the next day. It was crazy. And Celine was going to the airport to take people, to pick people up and bring them, and then to take people back to get their flights and take people to the hotel. And, you know, we had the living room set up with Tracy Nolan, the photographer. So she had her backdrop set up and all the pictures would get taken each day with the artists, and then we'd be downstairs recording. It was exhilarating.
And exhausting.
And exhausting.
But
I didn't feel exhausted until it was all over.
Yeah. One of my favorite tracks on the Oscar with Love compilation albums is If You Only Knew with Benny Green. Let's listen to that now.
Thank you. Just beautiful music.
You're listening to the most beautiful music in the world, Elevator Club.
It was night along the Susquehanna. Lonely fields of moonlight in the sky. Not a single leaf a quiver as silently the river flowed by. There were stars along the Susquehanna. Not a cloud was anywhere in sight. For the wind that bends the willow had settled on the pillow of night. Paddle boats are huffing and a puffing round the river bend. slowly disappeared from view. Drifting across the water came the echo of a phonograph, playing something soft and blue. There was love along the Susquehanna. I should know, for I was there with you. When we lived a lover's drama along the Susquehanna one night.
Oscar Peterson singing Susquehanna from his 1957 album Soft Sands. That was arranged by Buddy Bregman and produced by Norman Granz. I asked Kelly Peterson how come Oscar didn't do more vocals throughout his recording career, and the answer quite surprised me. The project has three CDs. I've listened to all of them. You did such a wonderful job with putting this all together. And I'm familiar with some of the artists. My forte is really easy listening music. I got introduced to Oscar with some of his earlier albums, such as Soft Sands that he did in 1957 and In Romantic Mood that he did with Russ Garcia in 1956. He did some vocals, and I wonder why he didn't enlarge on his vocal repertoire, because I thought he had just a great voice, very Nat Cole-esque. He was shy about singing, was he? Or
no, he stopped singing because of a deal that he and Nat made.
Oh, okay.
So they were friends, and Nat came to hear Oscar at one point somewhere, and Oscar would often close a concert with a vocal, singing tenderly, usually. And so Nat heard him one time, and because they do sound very much alike, their voices are very similar. Afterwards, Nat said, "Listen, I'm going to make a deal with you. You stop singing and I'll stop playing piano." And Oscar said, "Well, I don't like that deal because I love your piano playing." Nat was one of the big influences on Oscar
and on
his style. You know, he said, "I don't like that deal." And Nat said, "Yeah, but I don't want the competition."
Oh, that's funny.
So they made that deal and Oscar stopped singing until after Nat passed away. And then he made the recording called With Respect to Nat, where he sang every track, and it was with his trio singing the songs that Nat was known for. So he made that one. And then he really didn't do much more singing, although he did have a wonderful voice.
He must have sung at home, though, did he?
Not very often.
No?
But occasionally. There were times when we were on the road before Celine was born, when it was just the two of us. And there were times in, for instance, in Germany where we'd stay in Munich at the hotel or in Frankfurt somewhere. And the concerts would be, you know, there'd be an hour and a half drive to a concert hall because things aren't that far apart in Europe. And we'd be based at one hotel. So in the car driving back, you know, we'd be in the back seat of the limo and he would occasionally sing, say, "Do you know this song?" And I'd say, "No, anything," you know, so that was always lovely.
Oh, so romantic.
He was a romantic, I must say.
I just found joy. I'm as happy as a baby boy, baby boy. With another brand new choo-choo toy. When I met my sweet Lorraine, 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 she's got a pair of eyes that are brighter than the summer skies. When you see them, you'll realize why I love my sweet Lorraine. Now when it's raining, I don't miss the sun, because because it's in my baby's smile. Oh, oh. And to think that I'm the lucky one that will lead her down the aisle. Oh, oh, oh. Each night I pray that no one will steal her heart away. I can't wait until that lucky day when I marry sweet Lorraine. Now when it's raining, I don't miss the sun, because it's in my baby's smile. And to think that I'm the lucky one that will lead her down the aisle. Each night I pray that no one will steal her heart away. I can't wait until that lucky day when I marry sweet Lorraine. That'll be the day when I marry sweet Lorraine.
Unforgettable, that's what you are. Unforgettable, though near or far. Like a song of love that clings to me, how the thought of you does things to me. Never before has someone been more unforgettable in every way. And forevermore, that's how you stay. That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too. That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too. That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too.
A good book and a glass of wine by a cozy fire, made much more enjoyable listening to Elevator Club.
Thank you.
That was Michelle Legrand playing Oscar Peterson's Harcourt Nights. And before the break, we heard Oscar Peterson from his In a Romantic Mood album, Tenderly, and a couple of tunes from the 1965 With Respect to Nat album that he recorded after the death of Nat Cole. Unforgettable, of course, and Sweet Lorraine. Up next in our discussion with Kelly Peterson, we talk about Audrey Morris. I mentioned the artists on the disc. I think the one that stood out for me, and they were all terrific, but the one that stood out for me was Audrey Morris. Could you tell us a little bit about her? Her voice is still amazing.
She was extremely special. Oscar met Audrey in Chicago when he first started playing the London House. Because she lived in Chicago. She was a singer and pianist. She accompanied herself all the time. And she opened for him, or was playing at the London House when he was also playing there. So he met her and they became instant friends. She also had an incredible sense of humor. She was, as you could tell, very talented. He loved her singing. He loved her playing. And she was funny and entertaining, and she was just so well loved by so many of the jazz artists who went through Chicago. And Audrey, like Oscar said, she could have done so much more, but she wanted to stay in Chicago. She chose to stay there. Her husband was a school teacher, a music teacher, and also played saxophone. They became very, very close friends. Oscar used to stay at Audrey's home when he was playing at the London House. He'd be there for a week or 2 weeks and stay with her. And they'd stay up really late at night drinking something called Green Death, which, like, creme de menthe and chartreuse mixed together. I mean, just can't even imagine. You know, and listening to music. And I mean, the first time Oscar heard Niels Henning on record was one that Audrey played for him. So they were very, very close friends. And of course, once I came into his life and Salim was born, they, you know, they're like family for us. And we spent mm-hmm. As much time with Audrey and Stu as we could. So I knew that that album would not be complete without Audrey. It was just better for her to play a standard and sing a standard that she knew rather than a song of Oscar's, because there aren't many with lyrics. There mm-hmm. are a few, but it would have been harder and more challenging and all of that. And that was a song that Oscar used to request that she played all the time. So I thought that was the most important one. But she was really something. And the engineer and my co-producer were just bowled over by her recording, because they said, you know, she sat down at the piano, she played, she sang, and then barely did they finish before she'd say, okay, well, that was okay. And then she'd start to get up and we'd look and say, no, that was, she said, well, that was sort of okay. Then, no, that was great. You know, so she was such a sweetheart. Unfortunately and sadly, she passed away a few years ago. Oh. And we miss her terribly.
Well, her talent certainly does come across on her performance.
I'm really glad that she stood out for you.
Yes. Before I actually saw her picture, I thought she was a much younger woman, but her voice just held right up.
Yeah, she's really, she was so, so special. Yeah.
Oh, baby. Look what you done to me. I've searched through Lover's Lane, never knowing where it led. I fell in love with you and the things you said. Turn my head, it's over. But then I'd do it again. What you done to me?
You are listening to the beautiful music of Elevator Club.
I know Oscar was a mentor and he taught young people piano. Is any of the organizations that he set up, are they still operational and young people still getting benefit of his talent?
Well, there are a couple of his compositions that are included in the curriculum for the Royal Conservatory of Music. And the Royal Conservatory of Music, they have two schools. They have their professional school, which is the Glenn Gould School. And then they have their community school, which is for everyone, children, adults, everyone to learn music. And they just named the community school the Oscar Peterson School of Music. So students are now attending the Oscar Peterson School of Music. There is an endowment at York University for Oscar that the province gave after he passed away, with a chair for jazz studies and students studying things there. Teachers teach his music to the students, mm-hmm. and his legacy kind of carries on with him being an inspiration for young musicians. But also the thing that really made me happy when I was asked by the Royal Conservatory of Music for permission to use his name on their school is that that's for everyone. You know, it's not for people who intend to have a career in music necessarily. It's for everyone. And music education was so important to Oscar, and it is so important for all of us. Studying music enhances every other aspect of learning for everyone, and it's critical.
So it increases something called spatial IQ, which helps you with math.
Well, exactly. And Oscar used to say, you know, musicians are the best mathematicians.
Yeah.
You know, he said, you know, who else can put this many beats, you know, this many notes, and divide that into four beats, you know?
That's right, yeah.
You know, it's quite important. So I would say, like, it's not that there's a program specifically that he set up, but people do refer to lessons that he gave and refer to his music and also look at what he stood for and admire his dedication to music education.
Oscar Peterson's influence as an artist extended worldwide and inspired many young artists. It so happens that I have a couple of tracks in my library from a 2006 album entitled From the Heart, a tribute to Oscar Peterson. Listen to these two young-at-heart musicians who drew inspiration from Oscar Peterson. Bernie Sinesky with On My Mind and Bill King with Blame It on My Youth.
Thank you.
I really do appreciate, Kelly, that you took this time to speak with me and recount some of your memories of Oscar.
Let me tell you some news. There's a never-before-released recording coming out at the end of November, on November 26th. The second recording on my Two Lions Records label, and in my collaboration with Mac Avenue Records. And it's Oscar with his quartet, recorded live in Helsinki in 1987. The recording is called A Time for Love, and it will be available starting November 26th. Right now, we've got one track that's available for streaming to listen to called Cool Walk. It's the opening track of the recording.
And this concert that was previously unreleased, was it?
That's right. It was recorded in Helsinki for radio broadcast in Finland and was broadcast November of 87. They maybe broadcast it shortly after the concert or within the next year, but then it's not been heard since.
Well, I'll certainly give a plug. And Oscar with Love is also available on Amazon and other sites as well.
Yes. And we're also in the process now of setting up the online store on Oscar's website, Mac Avenue. So Oscar with Love will be available there, as well as A Time for Love will be available there. But Oscar with Love is available at Amazon. The set that I sent you is the deluxe version of CDs that has the 100-page book. And that's the one to get because it's got so much in it. There's also a standard version that doesn't have the big book in it. And then there's a 5-LP set. And for people who really are audiophiles, the vinyl is incredible to listen to.
Vinyl's coming back.
Yeah. I love it. It makes me very happy that vinyl is coming back. Oh, and sorry, just one other thing. Starting next, a week from today, there's a new documentary about Oscar that will begin airing on Crave. It's called Oscar Peterson Black and White. It premiered here at TIFF last month, and it's a wonderful film. So that's another Oscar
item. Well, there you go. And you were, I guess, involved in that project too, were you?
I consulted on it. That it's not my film. Barry Averich is the filmmaker and did a beautiful job. He consulted with me and interviewed me for the film.
Lots of archival footage, I imagine.
All kinds of archival footage. They scoured the world and found footage that I'd never seen.
Oh.
So essentially, the film is Oscar telling the story in his own words and a lot of music. They really did a wonderful job.
So the timing is great for this program. We'll be coming at people from all directions. Well, there you have it, Oscar with Love. And I'd like to thank again, very sincerely, Kelly Peterson for her time and courtesy. And I strongly recommend you go online and you order this book and CD set, Oscar with Love. It is absolutely a marvel. It really is a work of art. I'd like to thank you again for listening, and I hope you enjoyed this very special program. So until we talk again, have a great day, a great week, and please remember to take it easy.